For all the people who want to make good things happen. For the experts determined to help others. For the ones who want to be a part of something bigger. There's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Get ready for an evening of enchantment with the Colonels on June 18th with Princess Night. Bring the kids to see their favorite princesses as they stroll through the concourse. Special meet and greet ticket packages with Little Princess Parties princesses are available in limited supply, so be sure to get yours before the clock strikes midnight. Princess Night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is sure to be a ball on June 18th. Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS Kids Cinch bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, hey, girls, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show. I'm Thomas Breach. So glad to have you with us here today. The Cedar Rapids Colonels, 38-21 here in 2022, the best record in the Midwest League. They take on the Dayton Dragons here tonight in Game 3 of a six-game series between the Colonels and the Dragons. Should be a fun one here today. Yesterday afternoon, Colonel second baseman Junior Severino had a monster game at the plate. He went 4-for-4 with both the game-tying and go-ahead home runs to lead the Colonels past Dayton 7-2 on Wednesday afternoon, reclaiming the best record in the Midwest League from Dayton. Severino drove in four as the Colonels improved to 38-21. They reduced their magic number to six. Then Wisconsin lost to the Great Lakes Loons last night. That bumped the Colonel's magic number down to 5. For those of you unfamiliar with what a magic number is, that means Cedar Rapids needs a combined 5 total Colonel's wins or Wisconsin Timber Rattlers losses. It could be 4 Colonel's wins, 1 Timber Rattlers loss, or the Colonels could not win a game in the next 5. Wisconsin could lose their next 5, and that would clinch the Colonels a first half West Division championship here in the Midwest League. It has been a fun season here in 2022, that is to be sure, and the Colonels really have played some good baseball here in the month of June. As the stretch continues on, the Cedar Rapids Colonels bats have been red hot. They lead the Midwest League with 24 home runs and an 860 OPS while slugging a league-best 500 here in the month of June. The Colonels' 55 extra base hits in the month lead the Midwest League while the lineup has produced 87 runs. That's 13 more than any other club here this month. Also, if you go to the full season, Cedar Rapids has a run differential of plus 114. That means they've outscored their opponents by 114 runs. In comparison to the rest of the league, that mark leads the circuit by 77 runs. The next best is Dayton, who the Colonels play here this week, who own a plus 37 run differential. Today it should be a very exciting pitching matchup. Brent Hedrick, who has been outstanding this season for Cedar Rapids, big lefty with a fastball that he ramps into the lower to mid-90s. He'll occasionally touch 93, 94, primarily living though at 91, 93 with some really good carry on that four-seam fastball. He matches up with Connor Phillips, who is a fantastic fastball-slider pairing for the Dayton Dragons. Phillips enters this start tied for the league lead in strikeouts in the Midwest League. He has punched out 78 batters over 54 innings of work. This will be Phillips' 11th start of 2022. He was acquired by the Reds in March, right at the tail end of March, as the player to be named later in the Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez trade with the Seattle Mariners. Phillips coming over from that Seattle system. The Colonels will see the right-hander today facing off against their lefty, Brent Hedrick. As mentioned, Hedrick has been very, very solid this year for Cedar Rapids, 6-1, the 1.86 ERA. And worth noting, the Colonels have won each of Hedrick's last 7 starts. That sets the table for a very good pitching matchup. Now, hitting will be very key here today. It has been so far in the series with this set deadlocked at 1-1. On Tuesday, it was a 6-5 Dayton win. The Colonels' bats kept chipping away. Dayton's went very quiet after the second inning, but Cedar Rapids could not knot that game up, falling 6-5 to Dayton. Then yesterday afternoon, the big day at the plate for Junior Severino, and the Colonels' bats stayed hot, going and taking care of business against Dayton, hitting 3 home runs on the way, 2 from Severino, 1 from Pat Winkle. That gave the Colonels a 7-2 win over Dayton yesterday afternoon. Here in the series, Dayton is struggling with runners in scoring position. For comparison's sake, anyway, they are 6-25. That's a .240 average. The Colonels are 6-12 with men in scoring position here in the series. Obviously, a .500 mark. Defense has been very good so far between these two teams. Neither side with an error through the series' first 2 sets. Ellie De La Cruz has been a very difficult out for Cedar Rapids to try and pitch around. He's 4-7. That's a .571 average with an OPS of 1,800 through the series' first 2 games. De La Cruz has been stellar. The lineup for Dayton is hitting .314 against a very good Colonels pitching staff. 22 base hits through the series' first 2 games. The Colonels, of course, have yet to commit an error, and their bats have crushed 5 home runs through the 2 games played so far. They're slugging .552 with a .921 OPS. Seems like a postseason series here is what the general feel has been. Good relief work for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels have been dominant out of the bullpen. 11 scoreless innings by Cedar Rapids bullpen here in the series through games 1 and 2. We'll see what they have to show here in game 3. I'm sure Hedrick would like to give them a day where they only need to cover 3. Hedrick has gone 6 innings before this year. He'd certainly like to toss 6 here again tonight. We'll have your starting lineups when we return here to the Colonels leadoff show. Cedar Rapids and Dayton coming to you in about 10 minutes right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen. For the experts determined to help others. For the ones who want to be a part of something bigger. There's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonel's Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
Every Cedar Rapids Colonel Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday.
Baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them why you work. Make them go up.
Following each Colonel Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Baby, you're a firework.
Fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonel Saturday home game this summer.
Hey fans, this is hitting coach Sean Schlechter, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Cedar Rapids Colonels leadoff show. Let's take a look at your starting lineups here tonight as the Colonels match up with the Dayton Dragons here this evening, game three of a six-game series. First off, for Dayton, leading off in center field this evening will be Justice Thompson with Reese Hines in left. Ellie De La Cruz is the designated hitter. Ruben Ibarra hits cleanup today at first. Alan Serta will bat fifth in right field. Jose Torres, the fine fielding shortstop, bat sixth. Matt Nelson is behind the plate. J.V. Martinez makes his series debut at third, while Jonathan Willems rounds out the starting nine, likewise making his series debut batting ninth at second base. For the Dayton Dragons today, no lefties in the lineup to face the southpaw Brent Hedrick. That's some interesting matchups this season. Hedrick has been pretty solid against both sides of the plate. Here in 2008-22, Hedrick actually has been a little bit tougher in terms of batting average against versus righties, a 170 average, but four of his five home runs have been given up to right-handers versus a 183 average, one home run for lefties. So Hedrick will get to face nine righties in the Dayton lineup here today. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels against the right-hander Connor Phillips, Kyler Fedko will make his leadoff debut, batting first in right field with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third. Aaron Sabato bats third today as the designated hitter. Seth Gray is at first base. Junior Severino hits fifth at second, fresh off of a 4-for-4, two-home run, four RBI performance yesterday afternoon. He bats fifth at second. Pat Winkle is behind the plate here tonight, with Dylan Noisy in center, Will Holland, the shortstop, batting eighth, and Kenny Taylor rounds out the starting nine in left. Again for Dayton, Thompson, Hines, De La Cruz, Ibarra, Serta, Torres, Nelson, Martinez, Willems. For the Colonels, Fedko, Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato, Gray, Severino, Winkle, Noisy, Holland, and Taylor. Colonels are 38-21 here in 2022. They're managed by Brian Dinkelman. The Dayton Dragons at 37-21, managed today by Juan Samuel. As Brian LaHare is not with the club the rest of the way here in this series, Juan Samuel will be the acting manager for the Dayton Dragons. Both teams enter play here tonight with a magic number of 5. That means they have either 5 wins by themselves or 5 losses by the next highest team in their division, that being Great Lakes for the eastern side for Dayton and Wisconsin for the Colonels. A combined 5 Colonels wins, 5 Wisconsin losses would clinch it for Cedar Rapids. Combined 5 wins by Dayton, losses by Great Lakes would clinch it for the Dragons. Neither team can clinch today. Neither team will be able to clinch until Saturday. They'd need a perfect run to be able to clinch on Saturday with a win and a loss, by a win by themselves and a loss by the second-place team both today and tomorrow. No matter what, this is a very important game 3 of the 6-game series. Two of the best teams in the Midwest League going toe-to-toe. Two teams with some very good pitching on the mound. Brent Hedrick versus Connor Phillips. Two pitchers who do it a little bit differently. Hedrick, a lefty who's in the lower 90s. Phillips ramps it up into the mid-upper 90s with a very, very good slider. Should be a great matchup today. Cedar Rapids, Dayton, here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Not a cloud in the sky. Perfect weather for a perfect night of baseball. We'll be back in a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. The national anthem first. Then, when we return, your first pitch here, Game 3. Brent Hedrick takes the mound, looking to keep the Colonels' 7-game winning streak when he starts games alive here against Dayton.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
They're back.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year we are bringing back French fries. Now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Brent Hedrick, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Brent Hedrick on the mound tonight for Cedar Rapids in Game 3 of this 6-game series. Let's meet the starting 9 for the Dayton Dragons. Justice Thompson leads off in center with Reese Hines in left. Ellie De La Cruz, DH, is today batting third. Ruben Ibarra will clean up at first base with Alan Serna in right and Jose Torres at short. Matt Nelson does the catching today, batting seventh. J.V. Martinez at third and Jonathan Willems at second base, rounding out that starting nine. Brent Hendrick has been one of the most dominant pitchers in the Midwest League this season. Hendrick has made 10 starts. He's 6-1 with a 1.86 ERA. 48 and a third innings for Hendrick, 63 strikeouts to just 10 walks, a whip of 0.83 for the Colonels' left-hander. It's a lineup all right-handed here today to face Hendrick. Ellie De La Cruz, the switch hitter, batting from the right side of the plate. Hendrick and the Colonels in their red tops, white pants, navy blue caps. The Dayton Dragons in their gray jerseys with the black caps. Hendrick gets a play ball sign. He'll kick and go. We're underway as Justice Thompson waves through the fastball at 90 miles an hour. We're underway. No balls and a strike here on the leadoff man for Dayton. Brent Hendrick rocks and deals here on the 0-1. Another swing and a miss at 90. The shadows are right in front of home plate here to start today. For those of you watching on MILB TV, you can see how they're crossing over right in front of home plate. It's about 6-7 feet in front of the plate. 0-2, fouled away on that fastball at 92. And for a guy like Hendrick, whose fastball has quite a bit of carry to it, it is really hard to see that pitch early on with the shadows being where they are. That's right around where that fastball seems to jump on you. 0-2, heater misses outside at 91. Now one ball and two strikes here on Justice Thompson. So far in the series, Thompson 3-for-7. He's also drawn a walk, driven in a run. 1-2 here from Hendrick. Chop towards the right side, a diving stop by Seth. He'll get up, toss to Brent, who beats Thompson in a foot race to first for out number one. A great play there by Seth Gray, playing some sparkling first base, diving to his right into that hole and making a good toss onto Hendrick. Brent showing off that athleticism, getting to first base to beat a speedy Thompson for the first down here of the inning. 3-1 on that ground out for those of you scoring at home. Reese Hines will step in. We know Seth Gray is at first base. The rest of that defense for the Colonels has Taylor, Noisy, and Fedko in the outfield left to right. This ball blasted out to right field. Fedko will give it a chase out towards the corner, and that ball is fair over the head of Fedko as racing around second is Hines. He wants third. Kyler's throw is cut off by Will Holland, and in head first with a triple here is Reese Hines. Fedko staring into the sun as he ran into that right field corner. It was a tough play for him to make. Hines ends up standing at third base. So man on here with one down against Brent Hendrick. And Ellie De La Cruz will bat with a man in scoring position. Here in the series, Dayton is batting 240 in these spots, 6-for-25 with runners in scoring position. Ellie De La Cruz batting from the right side of the plate for the first time in the series. It's 4-for-7. First pitch lined up the middle, a base hit. Dayton has the opening lead. It's an RBI single for Ellie De La Cruz on the first pitch he sees there from Hendrick. Brent let a splitter catch too much of that outer half of the plate. De La Cruz putting a good swing on it. Sending it back up the middle for that one-run lead for Dayton. Ruben Ibarra will step in. So Taylor, Noisy, Fedko in the outfield left to right. Encarnacion Strand at third. Seth Gray over at first. Will Holland and Junior Severino are the double play pairing at short and second. Pat Winkle doing the catching today. Hendrick tosses in a fastball. 91 there on Ruben Ibarra. Big right-handed bat. Enjoyed a very nice start to the season down in Daytona. Recently promoted to the Dayton Dragons this past Monday. There's strike two. Hendrick comes back with a fastball on the inner half at 91. One down here in the first. A triple for Reese Hines. For Hines, that was his third triple of the year. Then Ellie De La Cruz drives in his 40th with an RBI single. The 0-2, there goes De La Cruz as Ibarra fouls it straight back. Chasing after that high fastball. Colonels are playing Ibarra to pull. The big right-handed bat, 6'5", 290 pounds from Watsonville, California. Home plate umpire today is Joe McCarthy. Base umpire, Felix Neon. De La Cruz off of first. He moved on the last pitch as Hendrick will check over just to keep him close to the bag. Gray taps him with the ball in the bare hand, and De La Cruz still staying there on the bag. 0-2. Once again from Brent Hendrick to the dangerous Ruben Ibarra. In the cleanup spot for the second time in as many days, there goes De La Cruz. This ball popped up behind us here in the press box. It'll bounce off the roof of the press box, in fact, and roll on down towards the exterior of the stadium. Ibarra enjoyed a very, very good season at San Jose State. Very good career there. Drafted by the Cincinnati Reds in the fourth round last year. No balls, two strikes. Hendrick, another look over at De La Cruz. Now he deals. Another pop-up. Winkle looks at it, but again, this ball will get out of play. And again, it bangs off the canopy above us. Hendrick, per usual, attacking the zone. 12 pitches, 11 for strikes. Colonels have won each of Brent's last seven starts. Provided him plenty of run support this year. The 0-2, Brent will check back over to first. The first inning has sometimes been a problem for Brent Hendrick. He's allowed now 3 runs in the first inning and 11 hits in the first inning in total this season through 11 first innings. No balls, 2 strikes once again here from the Colonel southpaw. Off the plate, could not get a buyer to chase that splitter. This is the inning in which Brent has allowed the most hits. The next most is the fourth, in which he's allowed 6 hits this year. The 1-2 misses high and outside, now 2-2. And a lot of that doesn't really carry a whole lot of context from start to start. Most innings anyway don't. It all depends on what part of the order you're pitching to, how long it takes you to get through that part of the order. But that first inning is kind of a good sign as to how well a pitcher starts games. Moving is De La Cruz as the 2-2 is ripped through the left side. Throwing to third base is Taylor, and Encarnacion Strand won't be able to apply the tag. De La Cruz is in with a first guy. Ruben Ibarra with a one-out single. Heads up play there by De La Cruz, showing off the speed as well. Very rarely do you go first to third on a hit through the left side. That's exactly what De La Cruz just did, though. He is so fast. Plus, he's a plus runner. And with that 6'5" frame for De La Cruz, gives you plenty of speed. They're giving him some time to put on that base running hand guard on the right hand. Juan Samuel over in the third base coaching box today for Dayton. Filling in the rest of the week for Brian LaHare. Hendrick tosses in a slider at the top of the zone here to Alan Serta. 3 hits here in the inning off of Brent Hendrick. Men on the corners with one down. De La Cruz at third. Ibarra at first. 0-1 lifted foul off towards the right side. We'll go now at 0-2 here on Alan Serta. 23 RBI this year for Alan. He's homered 10 times. 12 doubles as well, 877 OPS. Ibarra, not a big lead off of first. The 0-2, splitter off the plate now, 1 ball and 2 strikes from Brent Hendrick. Hendrick struggling a little bit here with contact during the first inning. He's throwing strikes. 1-2. High and tight on that fastball at 91, now 2-2. Of course, you talk about the shadows and how it's tough to pick up the fastball for Hendrick. It almost seems as if after those first 2 uncomfortable swings by Thompson, Dayton has been cued in a little bit more on that fastball. 2-2, Serta blasts this ball high out to left field. Taylor back on the warning track looking up, and that ball is out of here. It's a 3-run home run for Alan Serta, the second time that he's done that in the first inning here in this series, and Dayton leads 4-0 over Cedar Rapids. Bit of deja vu going back to Tuesday. Dayton likewise open up that ball game with 4 runs in the first. Early offense continuing for the Dayton Dragons as Alan Serta leaves the yard with that 3-run home run. It's his 11th of the season. RBI total now at 26. The talented young right-handed hitter, and now Richard Salazar will go out and chat with Hendrick. That pitch was a 79-mile-an-hour slider. inner half. It's a tough pitch to hit for Serta. Kind of in on the hands, but Alan Serta showing off that power to turn it back around and send it out of here just past that left field wall near the Twins retired numbers sign out in left. 94 miles an hour off the bat, 357 feet of distance. Richard Salazar out there chatting with Hendrick, doing what he can to cool down his left-hander just a bit. If you remember back in Hendrick's last start, he struggled a little bit early against South Bend. He allowed just one run, though, getting some help from his defense to get through that first inning. After the first, Hendrick did not allow a run, getting a couple of outs into the sixth before coming out of that ball game. He's at 20 pitches so far, 15 for strikes, as Cedar Rapids trails 4-0 early. First offering to Jose Torres, misses high for ball one. Fastball at 88 miles an hour for Brent Hendrick. Now he misses down and away at 90. Derek Molina will head down to the Colonel's bullpen to start moving around. 2-0 off the plate. Hendrick quickly down 3-0 on Torres. The inning started with a great diving play by Seth Gray. Since then, the last four men have reached. And make it the last five as Hendrick misses down and in on the fastball at 90. Very quickly, Dayton has another man on base as Molina starts to throw. If there's one thing the Colonels don't have in their bullpen right now, it's the presence of a long type of reliever. Andrew Cabezas kind of filled that role, but he had been promoted to Wichita a couple weeks ago during that Lansing series. Moving on the first pitch is Torres. It's a strike thrown out to second by Winkle, not nearly in time. Hendrick may have just not paid attention there to Torres. Jose with a good lead, and he steals second. Putting a man in scoring position now. Torres 11 for 12 on stolen bases this season. No balls and one strike. Hendrick here on Matt Nelson. Brent kicks and goes. Down and in on that splitter at 82. One ball and a strike. Cabezas was kind of the long reliever for Cedar Rapids. Lawyerson has shown the ability to go multiple innings, but he threw 3 1/3 on Tuesday. He's likely not available today. The 1-1 high and outside on a fastball now 2-1. Right-handed hitting Matt Nelson. First round pick last year out of Florida State. Fouls back to 2-1. Now the count runs even at two apiece. Nelson with 8 doubles, 4 home runs this year. Sports an 680 OPS. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hendrick a look back at second. He'll kick the leg and go. Lined up the middle and off of Junior Severino on a wicked hop. Junior picks it up with a bare hand and fires to first, but he'll have no play as Nelson is safe easily. We'll see if that goes as a hit or an error. Regardless, it's the sixth straight to reach here against Hendrick in the first. And this is shaping up to be maybe the shortest start of the year that we've seen from Cedar Rapids. Pat Winkle sends out some signs to the defense, and they will give a hit to Nelson for now by the looks of things up on the scoreboard. And it is a single. Torres at third, Nelson at first. Men on the corners with just one down, and here is J.V. Martinez. First time that we've seen him in the series. He pops up the first pitch, right side. Seth Gray giving it a look and making the catch. For out number two, he'll look Torres back to third. He avoids the first base coach, Darrell Ward. To pop out for the second out of the inning, J.V. Martinez retired. And now, likewise making his series debut, Jonathan Willems. Willems, the right-handed hitter, batting 186 on the season over 22 games here with Dayton. First pitch fastball down and in, 1-0. You're on Willems, Jonathan from Curacao. Hendrick ready here on the 1-0. Strike one on the inside edge. Slider there at 80 miles an hour. One ball, one strike here from Hedrick. 32 pitches, 20 of them for strikes here in the first. Brent's ready to go on the 2-2. This ball popped right side, foul ground. Seth chasing after it, and that'll land on the Colonel's bullpen mound right in front of Derek Molina. Gray not able to get to that ball. The count runs to 1-2 here for Hendrick. This is the ninth man to bat for Dayton here in the inning. Just the third time that Cedar Rapids has seen a team bat all nine men in an inning. Ties their season high. The 1-2. Reached down on, tapped up the third base line, but foul over towards Juan Samuel. He scooped up by Jose Torres. So flip it into his dugout. One ball, two strikes. Hedrick trying to keep this a four-run ball game. Three-run shot by Alan Serta, doing most of the damage for Dayton here today. Ellie De La Cruz also with an RBI single in the frame. 1-2, popped him up again, right side out of play. 91 on that Hedrick heater. Hedrick's just trying to get out of this inning. 15 minutes so far gone by since the first pitch. It's been a long half inning for Hedrick and the Colonels. Brent's at 35 pitches. He's about to throw his 36th. The 1-2. Slider just misses high and not by much. Got a backdoor that pitch. No bite by Willems. Likewise, no bite by the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. 2-2 here on the right-handed bat of Willems. Wave and a miss. Hedrick puts him away with the slider. And we move along to the home half of the first. Colonel starting lineup. When we come back, they've got some work to do. 4-0 Dayton through half of one here on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Kyler Fedko, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Kyler Fedko leads things off today for Cedar Rapids in right field, with Christian Encarnacion strained at third and Aaron Sabato DHing. Seth Gray at first, Junior Severino at second, and Pat Winkle behind the plate. Dylan Noisy in center, Will Holland at short, and Kenny Taylor in left. The Colonels handed a 4-0 deficit here early on against the Dayton Dragons. Right-hander Connor Phillips kicks and deals. First offering here to Fedko, misses down and inside. Kyler Fedko hitting leadoff for the first time this season for Cedar Rapids. Alaric Soleri gets a day off. 1-0 breaking ball. That slider there for strike one on the inside corner. Connor Phillips, a very good season so far for the Dayton Dragons. Coming in as the number 13 prospect in the red system by MLB.com, number 14 by Baseball America. Fedko fouls off the slider there at 82. Fastball slider changeup mix for Connor Phillips, picked up as the player to be named later in that Winker Suarez trade. It sent Winker and Suarez to the Seattle Mariners for Jake Fraley, Justin Dunn, Brandon Williamson, and this man, Connor Phillips. Phillips, a 6'2", 190-pound right-handed pitcher. Kicks and deals on the 1-2. Chop back towards the mound, gloved by Phillips. He'll jog on to first and flip it underhand to Ruben Ibarra for out number one. The defense today for Dayton in the outfield, left to right, Hines, Thompson, and Serta. Martinez at third, Ibarra at first. Jose Torres at short, Jonathan Willems at second. And Matt Nelson does the catching today for Cedar Rapids. Christian Encarnacion Strand will step in against the right-handed pitching Connor Phillips. Phillips this season is tied for the Midwest League lead in strikeouts with 78. Encarnacion Strand tags the ball out towards center. Thompson pushed back, and he'll make the grab as he trots onto the warning track out in deep center field for out number two. Aaron Sabato will step in here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Sabato off to a very nice run lately for Cedar Rapids. He's pushed his home run count up to 9 this year. He's driven in 36. A very important part of the middle of the order for Cedar Rapids. Connor Phillips' last time out through 5 innings, 3 runs on 4 hits, 4 walks, and 6 strikeouts against the Great Lakes Loons. First pitch, 97, high and tight there on Sabato. Good carry on that fastball for Connor Phillips. 1-0 on the way here to Sabato. Aaron waves through another fastball. Count runs to 1-1. Phillips pitched at McLennan College down in Texas. That's where Colonel center fielder Dylan Noisy played back in 2018. Two were not teammates. Sabato chases another fastball at 97. Talk about carry fastballs in the shadows. For Phillips, it looks like that fastball is playing well. 1-2 here to Sabato. Slider over the heart of the plate for strike three. The Colonels go down 1-2-3. We'll be back in a bit. Top of two. Thompson, Hines, and De La Cruz for Dayton. It's 4-0 Dragons here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Hey fans, this is Derek Molina, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Derek Molina will enter for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the top half of the second inning, which means Brent Hedrick's day is done. Molina serving as a long man here today for the Colonels. I'm sure Cedar Rapids would like him to get a couple of innings here today as he shoots the outside corner with a slider at 85 there on Justice Thompson. Final line score for the Colonels starter, Brent Hedrick. He goes just the one inning. 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. He walked one, allowed a home run, and struck out one batter. Molina misses down and outside on Justice Thompson. 1-1 here from the Colonels right-hander. Molina with the breath. Prior to the 1-1, now he goes. Big wave and a miss now, 1-2. Good fastball there at 93. Games like this provide a lot of opportunity for relievers to kind of show how deep they can pitch into a game. The Colonel certainly hoping for as many innings as they can get. 1-2 down and outside on that slider from Derek Molina. Molina with some pretty good stuff out of the Colonel's pen. 2017 14th rounder of the Minnesota Twins out of junior college out in California. 2-2 blasted out towards left center field. Dylan Noisy giving it a long look. That ball is well gone. Justice Thompson welcomes Derek Molina to the ball game with a solo shot here in the second. Makes it 5-0 Dayton. Here in Cedar Rapids, top of two. Dayton's early offense continuing. Reese Hines will now bat after that solo shot off the bat of Justice Thompson. Hines with massive power as well. How about Thompson? Home run number 3 of the season, RBI number 17. As Hines steps in, 1-for-1 with a triple today. Alan Serta had a 3-run home run in the first. First pitch curveball there from Molina, misses just inside. Demo features a 4-seam fastball, a curve, and a slider along with a changeup. 6'3", 206-pound right-hander. Oh, wow, he runs that fastball way up and in at 92. Hines brushed down to the box, so lose the bat, too, as we'll dig back in. 2-0 now from Molina. Derek drafted out of Merced College out in Merced, California. 16 appearances at 3.79 ERA. 2-0, just low at 92. Runs a count to 3-0 here on Hines. Justice Thompson with the solo home run here in the second, making it 5-0 Dayton. 3-0, chopped foul down towards the Dayton bullpen. 3 balls and a strike now here from Derek Molina. Some good news in the Colonel circles today. David Festa has joined the MLB Pipeline top 30 list for the Minnesota Twins with the graduation of former Colonel Jose Miranda. 3 balls, 1 strike. This is lined into center. Noisy comes in and makes the squeeze for out number 1. 1 down now for Derek Molina as Ellie De La Cruz will bat. De La Cruz singled in a run back in the first inning. It is one and only at bat so far of the series as a right-handed hitter. He'll flip back over to the left side to face the right-hander Derek Molina. So David Festa joins the top 30 prospect list for the Minnesota Twins per MLB Pipeline. He was also in the midseason top 30 for Baseball America, slotting in at number 29. Strike 1 on the outside corner. Good curveball there from Molina. Boy, Festa threw well yesterday. For Cedar Rapids, 5 innings. Just 2 runs. He didn't walk anyone. Strikeout 5. 0-1. Cut on through and fouled off. In fact, just off the end of the barrel there on De La Cruz. Winkle wears the brunt of it. 0-2. From Derek Molina here on Ellie De La Cruz. Ruben Ibarra stands in the on-deck circle. Molina kicks and goes. Downstairs now, 1-2. Right now, when you look at that Minnesota Twins top 30 prospect list per MLB Pipeline, you'll see a couple of familiar faces on there if you are a Colonels fan. 1 ball, 2 strikes here from Dima. Downstairs, 2-2 on De La Cruz. Ellie highly regarded in the red system, 1 or 2 in just about every publication. And La Cruz settles back in the open stance. The 2-2 on the way here from Demo. Check swing on a curve in the dirt. Now 3-2. Per MLB Pipeline, the highest rated Colonel is Aaron Sabato, who slots in at number 14. And you've got Alaric Solari at number 21. Cade Povich at 23. Payoff pitch. Ooh, that run way inside on the fastball at 93, and De La Cruz will trot down to first. So Molina loses De La Cruz, and a man is on first for Ruben Ibarra, one for one today with a single. Christian Encarnacion Strand also on that list at number 25, and then David Festa at number 30. By my Minnesota math, it's five Colonels on the top 30 list. We had to triple and quadruple count just to make sure we had that right. Ibarra takes ball one. 1-0 here on the way from Derek Molina. Chop towards third. Christian makes the play. Flip onto second for one. Relay by Junior is in time for the inning-ending double play. 5-6-3 on that ground ball double play, but Dayton adds a run. It's 5-0 Dragons. We move along to the home half of two. Seth Gray, Junior Severino, and Pat Winkle when we come back.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seth Gray will lead things off for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the second inning. 5-0 Dayton for Cedar Rapids. Gray, the Colonels' first baseman, looks at a ball there from the right-hander Connor Phillips. Cedar Rapids went 3-up, 3-down against Phillips in the first. He's had a lot of time sitting on the bench. His lineup has produced some long innings, primarily that first inning. Well over 15 minutes in the top half of the first. It's ball two on Seth Gray. Phillips missing down on the slider. Now up and away on a fastball at 95. 3-0 here on Seth. Gray this season is batting .229. 8 doubles, 6 home runs, a 743 OPS. 3 balls, no strikes. Called strike one on the outside corner. Talking about the Twins' top 30 prospect list, the recent addition of David Festa. There's plenty of former Colonels on that list, too, to go with the 5 active Colonels. Ball 4 outside on Seth Gray. Just in terms of the names on the list who've played in CR. Got Edward Julian, Jermaine Palacios, Casey Legamina, Blaine Enlau, Cole Sands is on that list still, Louis Vilent, Matt Wallner, Spencer Steer, Matt Canarino, Blazevich, Winder, and Lewis. Seth Gray on first. The first offering here to Junior Severino is fouled straight back. Junior Severino had a monster day at the plate yesterday. 4-for-4, 2 home runs. He drove in 4 runs as well. Had some very good swings. First pitch, a fastball from Phillips. Let's see where he goes on Junior here with the 0-1. Another fastball, this one at 97. Cut on through, now 0-2. Seth Gray reached on the leadoff walk here in the frame. He's at first base. No balls, two strikes. Phillips to Junior Severino with Pat Winkle in the on-deck circle. Quick check to first. Gray back in time. Seth Gray is not afraid to run. This season he is 5-for-8 on stolen bases. No balls, two strikes. Phillips to Severino. Right-hander kicks and goes. Junior sends a ball the other way in foul territory out of play. Some players, when they're on the base paths, they're not, maybe not afraid to run, but their managers are sure afraid that they're going to run. Such an art, stealing bases, because it's not just about pure speed. If it was, I think we'd see a lot more stolen bases in Major League Baseball today. 0-2, way high and tight now, 1-2. I think in the last, maybe a little bit further beyond the last decade of baseball, but some of the better base stealers, maybe in the last 15, 20 years, come to mind when you think about them. 1-2, Junior fouls us off again. Juan Pierre, in his heyday, stole quite a few bases. I always remember Scott Posednik as being a guy who ran the bases well. He stole bases effectively. One ball, two strikes. Junior takes ball two, well inside. Two balls and two strikes. Phillips from the belt, he'll kick and go. Junior with a high chopper towards the right side. Gloved by Willems, he has one play, and that's to first. A fielder's choice, or pardon, a ground out will allow Seth Gray to advance 90 feet and move into scoring position. Severino chops out to the right side. Pat Winkle will step in with Seth Gray out at second. Pat Winkle. Swinging a very good stick for Cedar Rapids this year, 273 average. A couple of home runs. He had one yesterday, going back-to-back with Junior in the sixth. Right-hander Connor Phillips working with a man in scoring position. The Colonels would love to start chipping away at this lead now. Winkle waves through the fastball up in the zone at 97. Of course, Reds fans would think of Billy Hamilton. He's one of the better base stealers. Of course, Billy Hamilton, a lot of that had to do with his speed. No balls and a strike. Way high and outside at 97. 1-1. Phillips with the glove at the belt, ready on the 1-1. Half swing there by Winkle. They appeal down, and no, he did not. Says Felix Neon as the count runs to two balls and a strike. Other than that, though, modern era base stealers, there's not a whole lot of them. Guys who will go out and steal a ton of bases year in, year out. Winkle lays off the slider up. Now 3-1. It's a good slider for right-hander Phillips. It gets a lot of horizontal break. Kind of one of those frisbee sliders. Doesn't bite down a ton. Very much left-to-right movement on it. Fastball up and away at 97. Pat Winkle draws a walk. The second of the inning. Issued here by Connor Phillips. And now Dylan Noisy will step in for Cedar Rapids. We'll have a mound visit coming here for Phillips. Brian Garman going out to chat with his right-hander. Jose Reyes was another guy who put up a lot of stolen bases lately. I don't know if you consider, I suppose, Carl Crawford kind of a modern era, or not a modern era, but last decade plus or so. He's kind of right at the tail end of the 2010s. I don't think there will ever really be another... There will never be another Ricky Henderson. don't think there will ever be a guy who steals 40 to 50 bags for, you know, 8-10 years or so. A lot of it has to do too with the way that runner or the way that teams are valuing base running, and with the way that teams are pitching hitters as well. With the way that lineups are constructed now, a lot of teams will put their best hitter in that two hole, which means if your leadoff man draws a walk, he gets a single, whatever it may be, and then you steal him to second, well, it just gives the opposing team all the more reason to pitch around your best hitter in that two hole, put him on base. A lot of different factors that go into stealing bases. Dylan Noisy digs in. The first pitch is a strike in the outside corner at 83. Now, don't get me wrong. Stealing bases, certainly still an art and certainly very important in today's age. But I think you're a little bit more selective on when you steal bases. 0-1, Noisy scalds this ball into left center field. This is going to get down with the outfield playing him towards right center. Gray turns at third. Hay will score, and Dylan Noisy gives Cedar Rapids their first run of the game. It's 5-1 Dayton. Noisy with a fly ball into left center. Justice Thompson was shading him well towards right center field. It was a long run over for Thompson. See him barely crossing onto your screen right away for those of you watching on MILB TV. How much they were shading Noisy to right center field. Noisy says, hey, I'll take that shift and I'll beat it. I'll go to left center instead. So Winkle goes to second. Gray scores on that single. Two men on for Will Holland, who lays off a high fastball at 98. 1-0 here on Holland, who has been swinging a very good bat for the Colonels. Dating back to the early stages of May, Holland pops his foul, 1-1. Back to May 10th, Holland is hitting 293 with a 973 OPS. 12 extra base hits in that span in 23 games played. That's about one extra base hit every other game. 1-1 popped up a mile high. The infield will converge. Torres making the call. He backs up towards Willems and makes the catch for out number two. Pop out there off the bat of Will Holland. And now Kenny Taylor will bat for Cedar Rapids. Left fielder, Taylor in left field today. This is his first time back in Cedar Rapids since coming from Wichita on Monday. Well, Taylor and catcher Kyle Schmidt were brought to Cedar Rapids on Monday. As Sawyer Gibson Long went up to Wichita. Taylor waves through 98 up in the zone. No balls, one strike. You're on the wing from the right-hander Connor Phillips. And base hit for Noisy, the first of the day for Cedar Rapids. Now a shattered bat grounder towards second. Gloved by Willems, and he'll fire to first in time for out number three. The barrel ended up helicoptering all the way past third base in foul ground. Kenny Taylor grounds out. We move along to the top half of the third. Two up for the Dayton Dragons. Serta, Torres, and Nelson right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Cedar Rapids gets a run back. It's now 5-1 Dayton as we begin the top half of the third inning. Dylan Noisy with the RBI single. Derek Molina misses downstairs on a slider there to Alan Serta. Dylan Noisy, that RBI single for Cedar Rapids. Molina kicks and goes outside now, 2-0 on Alan Serta. Before that home run off the bat of Justice Thompson, the Colonel's bullpen had not allowed a run in 11 innings in this series. Molina ready here on the 2-0. Just misses up in the zone with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Four-run lead for Dayton. Early offense has been a theme of this series for the Dragons. Molina loses Serta with a four-pitch walk. Serta aboard. He homered in the first, a three-run shot. The Colonels wanting no business with him here in the third. Jose Torres will bat. He walked in his first plate appearance. Dayton has scored all their runs early here in this series. First pitch is a strike here on Jose Torres. Both the runs off of David Festa came in the second inning yesterday. And then back on Tuesday, they scored four in the first. And before that, the 0-1 here to Torres, lifted down the right field line. Fedko giving it chase, and that'll get out of play down that right field line. Scored four in the first and two in the second on Tuesday. None in the third inning on. Dayton has yet to score in the third inning on here in two games in the series. For the Colonels, I hope that theme stays alive as their lineup certainly will look to chip away. We'll have the top of the order leading off the home half of the third. 0-2, grounded toward short. Holland to Junior. Back on to Gray in time for the double play. 6-4-3, rack him up. It's a double play. Holland, Severino, and Gray. Second double play turn by Cedar Rapids behind Derek Molina. Now Matt Nelson will bat. Nelson 1-for-1 today with a single. Around the Midwest League here today, Great Lakes is up 8-0 on Wisconsin in the fifth inning. They just went to the fifth. First offering from Molina misses outside on Nelson. If the Colonels were to lose and Wisconsin were to also lose, Cedar Rapids' magic number would go to 4. It's currently at 5. 1-0, called strike one on the inside edge there to Nelson. Likewise, if Dayton were to win and Great Lakes were to also win, Dayton's magic number would move to 4. Both the Dragons and the Colonels come in with a magic number of 5 here today. The 1-1 waved on through, 1-2. In Lake County, there's no score in the sixth inning. Beloit and the Captains are scoreless. Fort Wayne up 6-4 on Lansing in the fifth. Quad Cities lead South Bend in the fourth, 3-0. Ball two down low on Nelson. Slider there from Molina, wasted in the dirt. And West Michigan is up 5-0 on Peoria in the fourth. Two balls, two strikes. Molina here on Nelson. Demo kicks and goes. Grounded left side, a backhanded try by Holland. It deflects off his glove and bleeds down towards the line. Holland gets it in quick. Then it goes a single for Matt Nelson. So he'll reach here with two down in the third. Another base runner to work with for Molina. J.B. Martinez will step in. Now, some interesting tidbits here today. Serving as the acting manager for Dayton is Juan Samuel, who is the rare manager, quote-unquote, now here in the Midwest League, who has major league managerial experience. Sam Well, who's in the third base coaching box today, as most managers are in the Midwest League. Martinez grounds this to third, and Cardacio at strand gloves will go the short way into second for out number three. Sam Well managed as an interim manager for the Orioles. We'll talk more about that when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network to the home half of three. We go Dayton 5, Cedar Rapids 1.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesch Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesch Company's team of experts can help you at gflesch.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels will open up the home half of the third with the Kyler Fedko experience as Kyler leads off, followed by Encarnacio, Strand, and Sabato. Fedko is in the leadoff spot today for the first time here in 2022 with Cedar Rapids. Talking a little bit about Juan Samuel in that last half inning, the Dayton Dragons acting manager. First offering here on the way from the right-hander Phillips is a strike at the knees there to Fedko at 95. Samuel standing on the near side of that Dayton dugout, overseeing this club. The 0-1 to Fedko, called strike two at the knees. Samuel, the former big leaguer, he was a three-time Major League All-Star in 84, 87, and 91. Those last 2 years, good years for the Minnesota Twins. Home-plate umpire will call time. He lets Fedko take his time and step back in prior to the 0-2. After retiring, Samuel moved around quite a bit, coaching third base for the Tigers. He coached third base for the Orioles. No balls and two strikes. Phillips here to Fedko. High and tight now, 1-2. And in 2010, Juan Samuel was named the interim manager for the Baltimore Orioles. Fedko fouls the 1-2 off his foot. He'll dance around a little bit to walk that off. Samuel took over after Dave Tremblay was dismissed in early June of 2010. Team had a pair of four-game win streaks under the guidance of Samuel. Then Buck Showalter was hired in August. One ball and two strikes. Phillips rocks and goes. Fouled back by Fedko. The count staying here at 1-2. That 2010 Orioles team kind of showed the beginning stages of what would go on to be a pretty nice core for Baltimore. A ball and two strikes here from Phillips. Fedko grounds this towards the left side. Gloved by the shortstop. Torres will toss across. Picked out well there by Ibarra for out number one. 6-3 on the ground out, retires Fedko. And now Christian Encarnacio and Strand, 0-1 with a flyout, will step in. Encarnacio and Strand digging in. That 2010 Orioles team, Matt Wieters was on the club. Adam Jones, Nick Markakis. Phillips rocks and goes. Christian hammers the ball out towards left center field, headed towards the gap and over the head of Hines. That'll get towards the wall. Christian will coast into second with, wouldn't you know it, another extra base hit. Christian Encarnacion Strand just keeps on swinging it very, very well here for Cedar Rapids. That double, his 16th of the season. Blasting it out to left center field. Coming into play here today in the month of June, Encarnacion Strand leads the Midwest League in extra base hits. He's second in doubles, total bases, homers, and runs scored. All in all this season, he leads the league in hits, RBI, extra base hits, and total bases. Add another double to the ledger for Encarnacion Strand as Aaron Sabato digs in. The man in scoring position with one down. Sabato takes a strike in the outside corner. Oh and one. Here from the right-hander, Connor Phillips. Sabato fouls it back now quickly, 0-2. One of my favorite little nuggets, though, from that 2010 Orioles team, Justin Turner. Yeah, that Justin Turner. Played 5 games for them. No balls and 2 strikes on the way to Aaron Sabato. Downstairs, 1-2. Encarnacion Strand out there at second for Cedar Rapids after the double, the Colonel's second hit today. 1-2 from Connor Phillips. Ready, he'll kick and go. Sabato lays off up high now, 2-2. No twin scores for you today. They are off. They get ready to head on down to Arizona. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips here to Sabato. Slider fouled away. We'll go again at 2-2. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles clinched a first half championship. A lot of current Colonels. Big parts of that championship. David Festa, Kyler Fedko, Matthew Swain and the like as well. John Stankwitz. 2-2, Phillips to Sabato. Aaron lays off the slider down and outside. Now the count is full. Fort Myers currently up 6-4 on Bradenton. Sawyer Gibson Long is pitching today for Wichita. 3-2 on the way to Sabato. Wave and a miss. He strikes down on the slider. Second punch out today for Sabato. Connor Phillips so far has just the 2 punch outs. Seth Gray will step in now. Gray drew a walk in his first plate appearance. Right-hander Connor Phillips hoping to strand Encarnacion Strand out there at second. Kicks and goes. Gray sends a ball out towards deep left field. Hines looking back at the wall, looking up. Bombs away. Seth Gray with a 2-run home run out to left field, and Cedar Rapids makes it a 2-run game. Seth Gray sending a 98-mile-an-hour fastball the other way. 367 feet for Seth Gray. That's home run number 7, RBI number 26 and 27. That is such a pretty swing for Gray. When he goes the other way, he can really send some baseballs out of here. A really nice swing, 96 miles an hour off the bat. 357 feet out to left. A 2-run home run for Seth Gray makes it 5-3. Now here's Union. Savvy takes the strike at the knees, the slider at 84. Oh, and one. On the way here, fouled away quickly now, 0-2. Ball deflecting back towards home plate as Empire will go scoop it up. 0-2 from Phillips to Severino after that 2-run home run off the bat of Seth Gray. Phillips ready, he will kick and go. Now Junior sends a ball out towards center. Thompson moving back underneath, and he'll make the squeeze for out number three. We move along to the top half of 4-3. It's 5-3 Dayton. Colonels Derek Molina will look to make it three innings of relief when we return here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They're back!
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year, we are bringing back French fries. Now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Jonathan Willems will lead things off in the top half of the fourth. Cedar Rapids gets a couple of runs back in that last half inning, courtesy of a Seth Gray two-run home run. First offering to Willems. Fouled off, a win one. Derek Molina here on the bump for Cedar Rapids. Two innings in so far. Colonels have Matthew Swain starting to throw down in their bullpen. Three innings might be it for Molina. You know, one down and outside. Now one ball and a strike. Two-run ball game. Five runs on seven hits. No errors and three left for Dayton. Three runs on three hits. No errors and two left on for Cedar Rapids. Ball two down and outside from Molina to Willems. Matthew Swain throwing some bullets down in the bullpen. 2-1 up the middle. Junior with a nice backhanded play. He leaps, throws. Gray the tag. Oh, not in time. Gray maybe not applying that tag on Willems. So Jonathan will reach on a single to lead off the fourth inning here. Pretty well struck single up the middle. Junior made a nice play. Looks like a fan on the Jumbotron. And his forehead signed by Mr. Shucks. That Mr. Shucks signature is a pretty hot commodity. You don't have a baseball, you got to sign something, so why not the forehead, I guess. Strike one on the outside corner to Justice Thompson. 0-1 from Derek Molina. Colonel's right-hander with his glove at the belt. He'll kick and go. Strike two on the outside corner. One surefire way to get autographs at a Colonel's game is go to the Ladco autograph booth. Half hour before first pitch. Colonels always have a couple of players up there. 0-2, Molina here to Thompson. Half swing, you bet he did. Strike three there for Derek Molina, putting away Justice Thompson for out number one here in the fourth. Reese Hines will get an opportunity. 1-2 with a triple and a line drive. Jonathan Willems over there at first base. Molina ready with a glove at the belt. Kick and go. First pitch misses down and outside, 1-0. Down in Fort Myers, the Mighty Muscles are up 6-5 on Bradenton. A couple of hits for 1-0 fouled off. Rubel Cespedes. Mikey Perez, 1-for-2 with a couple of RBI. One ball and one strike. Here from the right-hander, Derek Molina. He would love another double play grounder. He's already got two today. Turned behind him by the defense. The 1-1 fouled off by Reese Hines. Now 1-2.
Fans, we don't have a winner yet for that second TV drawing. Check your tickets. The number was 0389.
One ball and two strikes. Derek Molina.
At the first narrow table on the concourse.
Ready to work here on Reese Hines with Jonathan Willems. Continuing to take a bigger lead off of first. 1-2 on the way. Downstairs on the curveball at 77. Evens the count up at 2-2. John Teagle will get a couple of more baseballs to our home plate umpire. Two balls, two strikes. Molina kicks and deals. Just outside at 92, now 3-2 on Hines. Tulsa just took a 4-0 lead on Wichita in the second. Payoff pitch on the way. Molina kicks and goes. This ball rocketed out towards center. Noisy, though, two steps to his right. He'll get underneath and make the grab. He'll throw back to first, and it's in time for the double play. Jonathan Willems may have forgotten how many outs there were. He started towards second, then slammed on the brakes very late. Dylan Noisy with a tremendous throw from center to put him away for the third out of the inning. We move along to the home half of four. The Colonels trail by just two.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Get ready for an evening of enchantment with the Colonels on June 18th with Princess Night. Bring the kids to see their favorite princesses as they stroll through the concourse. Special meet and greet ticket packages with Little Princess Parties princesses are available in limited supplies, so be sure to get yours before the clock strikes midnight. Princess Night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is sure to be a ball on June 18th.
Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS Kids Cinch Bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth, here we come. Derek Molina getting three double plays turned behind him here tonight as Pat Winkle will step in to bat against Connor Phillips. Open up the home half of four. Winkle, Noisy, and Holland. First offering to Winkle, waved on through, fouled off of the catcher, Matt Nelson. 0-1, just to get you rounded up on the rest of those Twins affiliate scores. The St. Paul Saints played earlier this afternoon and they lost to the Columbus Clippers 10-1. 0-1, Winkle, a bouncing ball towards first, gloved by Ibarra. He'll trot to first base and step on the bag for out number one. 3 and assisted on that ground out, retiring Pat Winkle. And now Dylan Noisy, who just threw out another base runner. Noisy with his second outfield assist with the Colonels, his sixth overall this year. Noisy has shown off a very nice collection of solid tools in the outfield for Cedar Rapids. He steps in against the right-hander Connor Phillips. Noisy singled in the first run of the game for Cedar Rapids, back in the second, looking at ball one down low on the curve. Noisy, three doubles, three home runs, eight RBI this year. Now make it nine with that RBI single in the second. 1-0, check swing at a slider high and tight. Now 2-0 here on Noisy. Out in Columbus, Michael Hellman went 1-for-3, scored a run. Former Colonel batting 304 up in AAA right now. 2-0, now Noisy scalds a line drive into center, and another base hit for Dylan Noisy. Boy, how about this series that Dylan has put together? How about this run with Cedar Rapids that Noisy is on? Since coming up here to high A, Noisy is batting 304, 7-for-23. In this series, he has four hits and nine at-bats. Noisy and his speed on first base for Will Holland with one down in the fourth. Colonels would be well-to-do to add another run. They keep trying to chip away against Connor Phillips and the Dayton Dragons. Matthew Swain likely to enter for the Colonels in the fifth. Strike one at the knees on Holland, a good slider at 83. Josh Winder made a rehab start in St. Paul today. He threw three innings. I should say in Columbus for St. Paul. 0-1 slider up and in, now 1-1. Three innings, two hits, one run. No punch outs, just one walk for Winder. One ball and one strike. The right-hander Connor Phillips at the ready. He'll kick and go. Holland waves through a curveball, now 1-2. Dylan Noisy off the first base bag again here for the Dayton, for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Is for the Dayton Dragons, Ruben Abira holds him on. One ball and two strikes. Oh, time was called by Holland prior to the pitch as Phillips threw a slider that Joe McCarthy hopped away from. Ruben Abira over there at first. He dwarfs Dylan Noisy. Noisy 5'10", 180. Abira 6'5", 290. 1-2 fouled away. That keeps the count here. One ball and two strikes. Jairo Rodriguez coaching first base for Cedar Rapids. Giving Noisy a couple of tips here prior to the 1-2. I don't know if Noisy had run. 1-2, he stays put. Holland grounds a ball towards the left side. Gloved by Torres on to second for one. The out is made, then the relay to first, not in time. The fielder's choice off the bat of Will Holland. Putting away Dylan Noisy at second base. Kenny Taylor will bat 0-for-1 with the ground out today. Taylor digging in 0-for-1 with the ground out here today. Kenny, the right-handed bat, looking out at Phillips. Holland with a big lead there at first. No movement. First pitch slider there at the knees for strike one on Kenny. Shorter slider that time for the right-hander Phillips. Taylor, a 427 OPS this season. He's driven in three runs. Oh, ouch. The 0-1 fastball at 96 runs up and in and hits Taylor. Plate umpire will walk Kenny up to first base, make sure he's all right after taking that fastball up and in. So that puts the tying run on base here for Cedar Rapids, and Kyler Fedko will get a chance. Fedko 0-for-2 with a couple of groundouts this season with runners in scoring position. For Cedar Rapids, Fedko is 4-for-18 with a 792 OPS. All in all this season, Fedko has driven in 28 runs. He'll bat here with two down, and this is a very big spot for the Colonels. Regardless of whether or not Kenny Taylor scores, he is the tying run at first base. You really want to get Will Holland in. Make it a one-run game, the first offering from Phillips. Big wave and a miss at the slider there by Fedko. No balls in, a strike from the right-hander Connor Phillips. Phillips, 64 pitches, 43 for strikes. He's punched out two. Both of his strikeouts have been punch outs of Aaron Sabato. 0-1, good curveball over for strike two. Phillips manipulating the shape on that curve or on that breaking ball. He's throwing some sliders, he's throwing some hooks. That was a good curveball there at 80. A lot of vertical bite to it. Petco calling time prior to this 0-2 pitch. Swain out in the pen for Cedar Rapids. Two men out there, two down, bottom of four. And the 0-2 on the way. Down and away on a slider. Good take there by Fetko. Kyler does not chase often. Very good strike zone awareness. Puts a ton of balls in play. Punching out at just an 18% clip this year. 1-8-2 here from the righty. Fedko gets underneath this one, skies it out to left, down the line. Torres a long run towards foul ground, back into fair territory. He'll make the squeeze for out number three. We'll move along to the top half of the fifth. Cedar Rapids gets a pair on, but they leave them both. Due up for the Dayton Dragons, De La Cruz, Ibarra, and Serta. 5-3 Dayton through four.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Matthew Swain, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Top half of the fifth inning, Cedar Rapids trailing Dayton by a pair as Matthew Swain will come out of the Cedar Rapids bullpen to face Ellie De La Cruz, Ruben Ibarra, and Alan Serta. Derek Molina goes three innings today for Cedar Rapids, giving him three very important innings out of the bullpen. 44 pitches, three hits, one run. It was earned on two walks. He also struck out one batter today. Molina with three double plays turned behind him. A season high, three double plays for Cedar Rapids so far today. First pitch from Swain, lined foul by De La Cruz. Starting him off with the changeup there at 86. De La Cruz well out in front. Swain this year, 17 appearances between Cedar Rapids and Fort Myers. 24 innings, a 0.75 ERA for Matthew Swain. He's making his Veterans Memorial Stadium debut. Joined the Colonels on their road trip. Made three road appearances. He misses outside with the changeup at 86. Fastball, a changeup, and a slider for Matthew Swain. 6-7 righty, kicks and deals. Up high at 94, now 2-1. Swain was promoted from Fort Myers on June 2nd. He was nearly unhittable as the Mighty Mossos closer. Just four singles and one unearned run over 21 innings of work. Ball three high on De La Cruz. That's right, Swain had an ERA of 0.00 in Fort Myers over 14 appearances. He was 7-for-7 on saves. Struck out 31 and walked 5, recording 7 saves. 3-1 lifted into the air left side. It's a long run for Encarnacion Strand, but this will get out of play. Now 3-2. Swain this year has been particularly tough on right-handed hitters. They're batting just 274 off of him with a 280 OPS. He's allowed just one extra base hit this year. It was a home run to Jonathan Sierra in South Bend. Ground ball right side and through for a base hit. Ellie De La Cruz turns it first. He wants two as Fedko has it kick off his glove. De La Cruz will slide in head first anyway. It's a double for De La Cruz. He was turning at first base thinking two, and he'll take advantage of Fedko not being able to make a play on him at second base. So De La Cruz with the hustle double, showing off that plus speed. Ruben Ibarra will bat with a man in scoring position and none down here in the fifth. It's two extra base hits now allowed by Swain all season long. De La Cruz with his 12th double of the year. Ruben Ibarra steps in, one for two with a single and a ground out. Swain ready, he'll kick and go. Up high on the fastball at 93. Nine hits today for Dayton, four for Cedar Rapids. One and oh for Matthew Swain. De La Cruz dancing off a second. Ruben Ibarra sends a ball high out to deep center field. Noisy tracking back towards the alley, still running and makes the play right in front of the video board. Noisy gets it in quick as De La Cruz will turn at third after advancing from second. Ruben Ibarra hit that ball a long way. The wind definitely pushing that ball towards right center field. How about the range of Dylan Noisy, though? Being able to get to that ball. It wasn't the most efficient route, but, boy, still being able to get to that baseball out in deep right center field for Dylan Noisy. That was a fantastic play. De La Cruz advances to third on that flyout, and now Alan Serta will bat. Blasted a three-run home run back in the first, and now Serta tags another one deep out to left. Taylor looking up at the wall, and it's gone. Two home runs today for Alan Serta. This one, another towering blast. 404 feet out to left center field for Serta on the season. It's home run number 12. A two-run shot gives him RBI number 27 and 28. He did not miss that inner half fastball. A tough pitch for him to hit. Well off the plate on that inner half, but Serta able to get the hands out in front. Barrow right behind it and tag that ball out to deep left. 7-3 Dayton. It's the first time that the Dragons have scored after the second here in this series. And now Jose Torres takes a fastball down and away at 94. Torres 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out. Swain kicks and goes, missing down and outside on the slider at 86. Seven runs on 10 hits now for the Dragons here today. Ball three downstairs on Jose Torres. Three and oh. Swain rocks and goes. Up high, ball four, and he lost him. Torres reaches on the one-out walk here against Swain. Four of the first five men that he's faced have reached. Got three of the first five. Matt Nelson will step in. Nelson 2-for-2 with a couple of singles today. 3-of-4 have reached against Swain. Strike one on the outside corner. That Minnesota math will catch up with me eventually. 93 on that outside half for Matthew Swain. That fastball has lived about 92, 94 with the Colonels here this season. 0-1 from the big right-hander. Outside now, one ball and a strike. Nelson with his two hits today. 3-for-7 now in the series. One ball and a strike. Swain checks over to first, and Seth Gray staring into the sun. Had to do his best to reel in that baseball. He kind of fell backwards after making the catch. One and one on the way. Here from Matthew Swain as he looks back to first again. Comes set. Now he'll go. There goes the runner, swinging a miss. Throw down to second base is offline. And they're going to return the runner to first base as Nelson's swing got in the way of Pat Winkle. That's always a good heads-up play by the catcher. If that hitter's trajectory is kind of taking him towards you, if the hitter's momentum is pushing him your way, why not, you know, embrace that contact? It's like a basketball player driving into the lane. You have contact coming. You'll kind of play into that contact. 1-2, Swain checks over again. Torres back in. It's the second attempted pickoff for Swain. So now Torres will maybe take another half step. 1-2. Swain here to Matt Nelson. Right-hander kicks and goes. Pitch misses high at 94. 2-2. Here on the right-handed hitting, Matt Nelson. No activity in the Dayton bullpen. Phillips at 67 pitches through four. There goes Torres again as the 2-2 is chopped foul. 18 pitches here in the fifth inning for Matthew Swain. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the way. Joe McCarthy heading back to his stead behind the plate. Swain with a little shank there to Winkle. Now he's ready, looking over to first, coming set. 2-2 on the way. Wave and a miss, he got it. Nelson behind there on the slider for out number two. Swain punches out the Dayton catcher. Now J.V. Martinez. 0-for-2 with the flyout and a fielder's choice here today. Swain, part of that great Georgia Gwinnett program in the NAIA ranks. There goes Torres again. Pitches a strike, throw down to second, not in time. Severino lunging forward a little bit there. Torres steals second. Jose pick up his second stolen base of the game. Now 12 for 13 on the year here for the Dayton Dragons. Swain rocks and deals on the 0-1. Good slider across for strike two. Matthew Swain hoping to get the Colonels through this fifth inning. 2 runs off of him on a Alan Serta 2-run blast. 0-2 coming from Swain. Fouled back. No balls and 2 strikes for Swain. Pitch number 23 coming in here from the righty. Swain at the ready. He'll kick and go. Up high, ball 1-92. Colonels today will have to have their bullpen cover 8 innings. One ball and 2 strikes from Swain. Popped him up behind home plate. Winkle will give it a look, but that's going to land in front of us. Maybe, nope, over our head. One and two again. Swain here to J.V. Martinez. Tyler Palma head down to the bullpen for Cedar Rapids. Ball and 2 strikes coming in here. Swain at the ready. No kick and go. Just missed downstairs on the slider at 86. You look at the Colonels' bullpen today in terms of availability. Swing ready here on the 2-2. Look back to second. Torres is there. Now he goes. Popped up again. This time maybe playable for Winkle. Pat loses the mask. He's caught off by Encarnacion Strand, and Christian will make the catch for out number three. They're in foul ground about midway between home and third. The Colonels move along to the home half of the fifth. Down for it. 7-3 Dayton. Be back in Encarnacion Strand, Sabato, and Gray right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
Hey fans, this is Christian Encarnacion Strand, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Christian Encarnacion Strand will step in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels to open up the home half of the fifth here. Dayton up 7-3. Dayton with a couple of runs in the fifth inning. 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors and 4 left for Dayton. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors and 4 left on for Cedar Rapids. Connor Phillips rocks and goes. Christian waves and misses at the first pitch. Fastball up in the zone at 96. No balls and a strike here to Encarnacion Strand. Now Christian tags a ball high out towards center. Justice Thompson moving back. He will get underneath and make the catch for out number one. Encarnacion Strand flies out to deep center field. Aaron Sabato now 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Sabato, the Colonels' designated hitter. Cedar Rapids with one run in the second, two in the third. That one run in the second came on a Dylan Noisy RBI single. And Seth Gray in the third with a two-run home run. Strike one on Sabato, a slider at the knees at 84. Ball one. Fastball missing high at 97 there to Sabato. Connor Phillips looking to complete 5 innings here today. Right-hander for Dayton, throwing well, working around some contact and some traffic on the base paths. The 1-1 fouled away, now 1-2. He's done well to limit the Colonels to just the 3 runs so far. 1 ball and 2 strikes here on Sabato. Just misses high and tight on that slider, now 2-2. 2 walks for Phillips, 4 hits allowed. 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Aaron Sabato. Well down and outside, now 3-2. Phillips has got at least 5 innings in each of his last 5 starts. And 6 of his last 7. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips here to Sabato. Aaron pops this over our heads. We'll do it again at 3-2. Sabato doing a good job of staying alive here. This will be the 7th pitch of the plate appearance. Three balls and two strikes. Connor Phillips to Aaron Sabato. The righty Phillips rocks and deals. Sabato waves on through. Another punch out here for Phillips. Connor Phillips, he has struck out three today. Seth Gray will step in. One for one. Two-run home run and a walk draw today, having a very productive evening at the plate. Gray stepping in over the other way against Phillips. First offering, ooh, runs in and hits Seth Gray. Might have got him on that back leg. Gray on base for the third time today. And now Junior Severino will bat. Sevy, 0 for 2 with a ground out and a flyout. Gray keeps that up, that on base percentage climbing northward. Severino digs in. 0 for 2 with a ground out and a flyout after going 4 for 4 yesterday. Two home runs for Junior. Connor Phillips rocks and goes. Severino takes a strike. Little peek over the shoulder for Phillips. They're on Gray over at first. Severino waves on through, now 0-2. Severino steps back in, the open stance here for the Colonel switch hitter. Phillips ready, he'll kick and go. Down and in, blocked well there by Matt Nelson. Count runs to 1-2. One ball and two strikes on the way here to Junior Severino. Connor Phillips rocks and deals. Junior sends a ball out towards left. Straight away, though, for Reese Hines, who will move to his left and get underneath to make the catch for out number three. We'll move along to the top half of the sixth. Dayton leads Cedar Rapids 7-3. You're on the Colonel's Baseball Network. 9 top for Dayton when we come back in the sixth.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Matthew Swain toes up the rubber here in the top half of the sixth. Cedar Rapids trails 7-3 here to the Dayton Dragons. The first offering on the way from Swain is cut on through. 0-1 here to Jonathan Willems. Today he is 1-for-2, strikeout and a single. Cuts on through a fastball up and in, now 0-2. 10 hits for Dayton, just 4 for Cedar Rapids so far. Connor Phillips, very, very strong through 5 complete. 81 pitches, 53 strikes. The 0-2 waved and fouled off of Winkle. Now 0-2. Right-hander Swain kicks and deals on the 0-2. Bounced up the middle. This will be a tough play for Junior. He backhands and fires the stretch by Gray in time for out number one. What a play there by Junior Severino, ranging to the backhand side and firing on to first for out number one. Getting that chopper up the middle. That's a tough play for a second baseman to make. Going across the body onto first. Justice Thompson will dig in. 1-for-3, a home run, a ground out, and a strikeout. Swain at the ready. He'll kick and go. This is downstairs on the changeup at 86. Matthew Swain at the ready. Here for the Colonels. He'll kick and deal. Grounded towards third, and Carnacio strand gloves. He throws across in time for out number two. Well, Christian really does have a strong arm there at third base. He's got the arm to play the position. He's got some pretty good actions, too. He makes some good plays over there at third. Reese Hines will ding in, 1-for-3. Triple, a lineout and a flyout. The errors have been there a little bit for Christian this year, but I certainly wouldn't say it's been to the point where you look at him and you say he's not a third baseman at the next level. Hines swings through a slider, 0-1. Because Christian's actions can look really, really good. They can look like a big league third baseman. 0-1, popped right side out of play now, 0-2. Most of the errors have just kind of been when he rushes himself. No balls, two strikes, two down. Swain here on Reese Hines. Right-hander rocks and nails. Up high and tight on a fastball at 92. One ball and two strikes here from Swain. Sit down. He got him on the slider downstairs. Out number three recorded for Swain. We move along to the home half of six. Due up for Cedar Rapids, Winkle, Noisy, and Holland. Colonels trail by four. It's 7-3. Dayton out in front.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Hey fans, this is Patrick Winkle, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Pat Winkle will lead things off for us here in the home half of the sixth for Cedar Rapids, or at least we'll wait on Pat Winkle, as currently nobody is in the batter's box for Cedar Rapids, and now here comes Pat Winkle. Winkle had to take his time getting the catcher gear off for Cedar Rapids. Winkle dig in to lead off the home half of the sixth inning. Winkle, Noisy, and Taylor. for Cedar Rapids here in the sixth. Dayton up 7-3. First offering to Winkle is fouled away, 0-1. No balls and one strike. Connor Phillips to Pat Winkle. Right-hander kicks and deals. Outside now, one ball and one strike. Winkle takes strike two in the outside corner. Pat Winkle and the Colonels struggling to do much against this right-hander Phillips. Called strike three in the outside corner. Good slider there from Phillips. His fourth strikeout today. Coming up Dylan Noisy, 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. Colonels here today are 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. On the other end, Dayton is 4-for-8. Hitting with runners on has certainly been a big part of this series so far as Noisy takes ball one inside at 97. Noisy's two hits gives him four in the series and nine at-bats. 86 pitches for Connor Phillips as a right-hander will begin to warm down in the Dayton pen. Strike one on the outside corner at 97. Colonels need to find a way to start chipping away here as this game progresses on. On strike two, Anthony is on Noisy. Fastball there at 96 from Phillips. One ball and two strikes. Right-hander ready, he'll kick and go. Called strike three. Slider on the outside corner. Noisy straightened up a little bit. Didn't necessarily like that spot. And now Will Holland will bat. 0-for-2 with a fly out and a fielder's choice. Holland, the Colonel's shortstop. Digs on in. Phillips, glove at the belt. Gives a nod. He'll kick and deal. Holland fouls us back towards us. 0-1. This play made down there by a fan. Receiving a bit of applause. You got to keep your head on a swivel here on foul ball. Sometimes it'll bounce off the press box and flank back down towards the stands. There's strike two in the outer half to Holland at 97. Phillips wasting no time here in the sixth. He's looking to punch out the side. 0-2, Connor Phillips here to Will Holland. And he does. He punches out the side. Six strikeouts for Connor Phillips through six innings of three-run baseball. Is at 92 pitches. The Colonels will head on to the seventh, empty-handed in the sixth, 7-3 Dayton. Yeah, the Colonels Baseball Network.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
They're back!
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year, we are bringing back French fries. Now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
We We are through six here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids trailing Dayton 7-3. Ellie De La Cruz, Ruben Ibarra, and Alan Serta to face Matthew Swain here in the seventh. The first offering here to De La Cruz is fouled off. 0-1 to the Dayton designated hitter. Right-hander Ryan Shreve begins to warm as there is ball one down and outside on Ellie De La Cruz. Swain misses outside now, two balls and a strike. Right-hander Swain trying to give the Colonels three innings of his own after Molina gave the Colonels three innings as well. The 2-1 lifted foul off towards the right side now, 2-2. Ellie De La Cruz today yet to be retired, 2-for-2, a single, a walk, and a double. Swain rocks and deals. De La Cruz bounces one towards the mound. Swain gloves. He flips in a nifty play to get De La Cruz there at first base. 1-3 on that ground out. The bat of Ellie De La Cruz. So Ruben Ibarra will step in.
First baseman number 40, Ruben Ibarra.
1-for-3 with a single, a ground out, and a flyout. Ibarra flew out to deep center field in his last at bat. First AB ripped a single through the left side. Nice start for Dayton since being promoted from Daytona. The first pitch rolled foul. Ibarra 2-for-7 in the series, a couple of runs scored. Oh, and one from Swain. Right-hander kicks and goes. Ibarra takes a big wave and a miss on through. And a slider at 84. Oh, and two. Swain did a good job in the sixth inning. Put away the side. Colonel's right-hander has retired six straight hitters. 0-2, Swain here to Ibarra. Poked foul. Keeps the count here at 0-2. Swain rocks and goes in the 0-2. Pop foul again here by Ibarra, cracking off the press box window towards Tyler Roach. And the Colonel's Director of Marketing and Entertainment makes a very nice play. We'll hand that off to a younger fan. Well done, Tyler. 0-2, Swain to Ibarra. Down and in, he wastes a changeup in her half. Now one ball and two strikes. Swain peering on in. Good battle brewing right here. Right-hander kicks and goes. Sit down. He froze him on the slider. And there is at number two. Swain strikes out Ibarra. Now Alan Serta will bat. Make it seven straight men retired for Matthew Swain. Throwing very well here today for Cedar Rapids. Settling down a bit after a rocky fifth inning. And that will be it for Matthew Swain as Brian Dinkelman pops out of the Colonel's dugout. He'll take the ball from Swain and he'll give it off to Ryan Shreve. We'll be back in just a bit. Two down here in the seventh. Cedar Rapids trailing Dayton 7-3.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro. He fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast! Deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Catch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Hey fans, this is Ryan Shreve, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Ryan Shreve will enter for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the seventh inning. Two men down. Matthew Swain doing very well for Cedar Rapids, hoping to provide length out of the bullpen here today on a day where Brent Hendrick goes just one inning for Cedar Rapids. Alan Serta will bat against Ryan Shreve. Shreve, the Colonel's right-hander, working here from the stretch. He'll rock and go. First pitch slider down and in, 1-0 on Serta. Shreve this year, 8 appearances. Allowed just one run in his last 6 outings. 1-0. Serta blasts a ball out towards deep center field. Noisy moving back, and he will make the squeeze for out number 3. Ryan Shreve and Matthew Swain combine to work a scoreless 7th. We move along to the home half. Time to stretch. Taylor, Fenko, and Encarnacion Strand when we come back.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is outfielder Kenny Taylor, and you are listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Jake Gozo comes in to pitch for the Dayton Dragons here in the home half of the seventh inning. Connor Phillips' day is done. He was very sharp for Dayton here today. Had a little bit of a rocky start, but settled in well for the Dayton Dragons as Gozo takes over here in the seventh. Phillips goes 6 innings. 4 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, and he allowed a lone home run. That 2-run shot to Seth Gray. First offering from Gozo here to Kenny Taylor. Called a strike now, the 0-1 off the plate. 1-1 here on Kenny. Taylor, Fenko, and Encarnacion Strand for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the seventh. 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors for Dayton, and 4 men left on. Taylor lays off, ball 2 down and away. Cedar Rapids with 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 5 men left aboard. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, Great Lakes is all over Wisconsin, 13-4 in the top half of the 8th. 2-1 down and outside, now 3-1 here on Kenny. Beloit and Lake County went to extra innings scoreless. It's now 3-1 Beloit in the bottom of the 10th. Fort Wayne up 9-4 on Lansing, home half of 9. 3-1 grounded towards third and foul. At the bat of Kenny Taylor as the count runs full. South Bend trails the Quad Cities 4-3 in the 8th inning. Bottom 7 in Peoria, it's 9-8 West Michigan on top. And of course here in Cedar Rapids, the Dragons 7, the Colonels 3. Payoff pitch. Down and in, ball 4. Kenny Taylor on for the second time today. Kenny Taylor reaches on that walk. Kyler Fedko will step in. Fedko, the Colonel's right fielder. Good opportunity for the Colonels to start working here, getting that leadoff man on against Gozo. Ball one high and tight. Right on right matchup. Here from Gozo to Fedko. Strike one. Slide piece there on the inside corner from Gozo. This season, the 6'5 right-hander, 11 appearances, a 3.86 ERA. 15 strikeouts in 16 and a third. Kyler grounds the ball toward short. Glove there by Torres on to Willems. Relay to first, picked out well by Ibarra for out number two. 6-4-3 on that ground out. Gozo retires Fedko and Taylor on a ground ball double play. Now Christian Encarnacion Strand will bat against the right-hander Gozo. One for three with a double tonight is Encarnacion Strand. Gozo from Oklahoma Baptist University in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Strike one on the inside corner. No balls and a strike from Gozo. He'll rock and deal. Christian takes ball one well outside on the slider. Gozo was a conference home run champion as a first baseman in college. Played in the GAC down at Oklahoma Baptist. 1-1 bounced foul, now 1-2. Gozo hit 20 home runs back in 2019, leading the GAC in homers. He hit 333 in 56 games. One ball and two strikes from Gozo to Christian Encarnacion Strand. Ball and two strikes. Christian hits a ground ball toward short, glove by Torres. He'll gather and throw on to first in time for out number three. We move along to the eighth. The Colonels, in the end, go down 1-2-3 thanks to a ground ball double play. And we'll be back top of eight. Torres, Nelson, and Martinez here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
7-3, Dayton leads Cedar Rapids through seven complete as Ryan Shreve will two up the rubber against Jose Torres. Torres today on base twice. Pair of walks. He's also grounded out. Shreve on the hill for Cedar Rapids. Rocks and goes. First pitch waved on through. 0-1. A good slider there from Shreve. Cardinals hopefully get the eighth inning from Ryan. Perhaps the ninth. See how they opt to play the rest of the way here for Shreve. No balls and one strike. The right-hander rocks and deals. Another good slider. Cut on through now 0-2. Some pitching lines for you here today for Cedar Rapids. Brent Hedrick goes one inning. Five hits, four runs. All of them earned. He walked one and struck out one. 0-2 here from Shreve. This ball bounced foul. Derek Molina gave the Colonels some good length out of the pen. Three innings. Just one run on three hits and a couple of walks. He struck out one. Matthew Swain, 2 2/3. Two runs both earned on two hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. 0-2 again here from Swain. Pardon, from Shreve. Lined into center field. Noisy coming on, and that'll fall in front of him for a base hit off the bat of Jose Torres. Man reaches to lead off the eighth inning on that single. Matt Nelson will bat here. He's two for three. A couple of singles and a strikeout for Nelson today. Nelson punched out swinging in his last at bat. 11 hits today for the Dayton Dragons. Shreve ready from the stretch. Kicks goes. Big wave and a miss. 0-1 here on Matt Nelson. Look at the box scores for the Colonels. Seth Gray has had a very productive day, 1 for 1 with a walk, two runs scored, and a two-run home run. Dylan Noisy with a multi-hit game, 2 for 3 today. He's driven in one. And Encarnacion Strand, 1 for 4 with a double and a run scored. 0-1 called, strike two on the outside edge. They're on Nelson, a 91-mile-an-hour Shreve fastball. For Dayton, Ellie De La Cruz, 2 for 3 with a couple of runs scored, a double, and one RBI. Alan Serta, 2 for 3 with two home runs, five RBI, and two runs scored. Ball one up and in at 81 there on a Shreve slider. One ball and two strikes from the Colonel's right-hander. Shreve coming set. He'll kick and deal here on the 1-2. There goes a runner from first as the pitch misses downstairs. And Winkle wants an appeal. No, he did not go, says our base umpire, Felix Neon. Jose Torres with his third stolen base today. Torres having a chat with Severino. Out there at second base. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan Shreve here to Matt Nelson. Shreve at the ready. He'll kick and go. Popped into the air, right side, out of play. Jose Torres, very productive with those three stolen bases. Couple of walks today, plus a hit. Torres, those three steals. Pushes his season mark to 13. 13 for 14, very efficient on the base paths. 2-2, Nelson hammers the ball out towards deep left center field. Taylor racing back as is Noisy, and that ball is off the wall, and it takes a very long ricochet. Nelson turns at second, he'll head back to the bag. A wild throw by Noisy, cut off by Encarnacion Strand. As Torres scores, Matt Nelson with the RBI double, and just like that, it's 8-3. Dayton makes it a five-run game. Nelson with his third hit today. That double is his ninth, RBI number 13 on the year for Matt Nelson. Shreve now ready to face J.V. Martinez. Martinez crushes the ball out towards left center field. A long run back for Noisy, and that ball's off the base of the wall. Dylan plays it well this time. His throw to second. Junior has it skip past him, backed up by Gray. Matt Nelson scores on the J.V. Martinez double, and it's 9-3 Dayton. Some trading places action happening for Torres, Nelson, and Martinez. J.V. with a sixth double, RBI number 9. Jonathan Willems will step in. Right on, right matchup. Ryan Shreve kicks and goes. The number towards the right side. Gray will glove, and he'll take a couple of steps towards first to retire Willems for out number one. Three and assisted on that ground out. The first down of the inning recorded here in the eighth for Ryan Shreve. Now Justice Thompson will bat. Thompson, one for four with a home run. Homeward off of Derek Molina. Shreve here from the stretch. Strike one on a slider. Tossing it in there, letter high at 81. No balls and a strike here from the right-hander. Kick and deal. Now ball one. Down and outside. Good opportunity here for Shreve, working on Thompson. Ryan at the ready here. He'll kick and deal. This ball chopped towards the left side of the infield. Here comes Christian. He'll look home and instead throw to first in time for out number two. So Martinez scores on that Justice Thompson ground out, 5-3. On that grounder. Now Reese Hines will bat. Hines, the right-handed stick. To bat against Ryan Shreve. Foul, off of Pat Winkle. Check on Pat to make sure he's all right. Looks like he is, as he'll kind of stand up and walk around a little bit. 0-1 the count here on Reese Hines. Hines tripled back in the first. Brent Hedrick retired Justice Thompson. A really nice diving play by Seth Gray over at first base for Cedar Rapids way back when, back in the first. Thompson followed that with a triple, and then the gates open for Dayton. They scored four runs in that inning. RBI single by Ellie De La Cruz. A bit later, Alan Serta with a three-run home run. 0-1, Shreve here to Hines. Ripped foul. We'll skip off the tarp and take a wild hop into the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion. Shreve now 0-2 on Hines. A three spot here in the eighth for the Dayton Dragons. The Colonels will have 3, 4, and 5. Sabato, Gray, and Severino two up in the eighth. Here comes the 0-2 from Shreve. Time was called. Actually, no, a pitch clock violation, perhaps, on Shreve. Yep, pitch clock violation is the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy, puts up one finger for the ball. 1-2. Wave and a miss and a pitch in the dirt. Blocked up by Winkle. He'll throw down to first in time for out number three. We'll move along to the home half of the eighth. The Dayton Dragons get three runs in the inning. As to the eighth we go, Sabato, Gray, and Severino when we come back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesch Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesch Company's team of experts can help you at gflesch.com.
Some work to do for the Cedar Rapids Colonels as we get started in the home half of the eighth inning. Aaron Sabato looks at ball one inside on a slider. Sabato struggling a bit today, 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. One ball, no strikes from Jake Gozo. Sabato with a swing and a miss there at a slide piece. One ball and one strike. Talking about Gozo in that last inning back in the seventh. Gozo was a first baseman all the way through college. Did not pitch in college. 1-1 down and outside. Now 2-1. Played a little bit of indie ball with Evansville in the Frontier League. Strike two in the outside half. Pass ball at 95 there on Sabato. Two balls, two strikes. None down here in the eighth. The right-hander, Jake Gozo. The ready, he'll rock and go. Sabato fouls it straight back. Keeps the count even here at 2-2. Two-two off the plate on a fastball at 94. Now 3-2. Seth Gray waiting on deck for Cedar Rapids. Payoff pitch here to Sabato. Oh, head high, and Aaron Sabato will draw a walk. Colonels have the leadoff man on here in the eighth. Sabato heads down to first. Gozo signed with the Reds as a pitcher back in February 2020. Kept on developing, got that fastball up to 95 last year. Hitting that consistently in Daytona. Big swing and a miss and a good changeup. First pitch there to Gray. Seth Gray yet to be retired. 1-for-1, a walk, a two-run home run, and a hit by pitch. No balls and a strike here from Gozo. Gray takes ball one up and in. Four runs in the first, one in the second, two in the fifth, and three in the eighth for Dayton. Colonels with one in the second, two in the third, and none since. Connor Phillips settled in well. Gozo a zero in the seventh. 1-1. Gray fouls us back towards us, off to our left. Off in the direction of Tom Nichols in the visitor's radio booth. One ball and two strikes. Gozo here to Seth Gray. Tyler Palm warming up in the Colonel's pen. He probably will get the ninth. Gray, a bouncing ball towards first. A barrel glove turned back around and jogged to first for the first down of the inning. Three assisted on that ground out to retire Seth Gray. Sabato advancing to second to now Junior Severino. Severino 0-for-3 here today, a ground out and a couple of flyouts. So he'll dig in here against the right-hander, Jake Gozo. Look back at second with Sabato out there. And the first pitch misses high outside off the glove of Matt Nelson. See, that scored a passed ball as Nelson had that deflect off of his glove. Sabato goes to third. And with one down here in the eighth, the man out there for Junior just 90 feet away. Nelson goes out to chat with Gozo. That looked like the changeup. Gozo might have been crossed up a little bit. Maybe expecting slider, and then that pitch, instead of biting glove side, it just kept fading away towards the arm side of Jake Gozo. 1-0. Gozo here on Junior Severino. Pat Winkle on deck for Cedar Rapids. 1-0. Junior lays off the changeup, and he takes a strike in the outside corner. Pretty good pitch there from Gozo. Good spot for that changeup. It's a very difficult spot to hit on the low and outside corner. 1-1, bounced up the middle off of Gozo. He'll come racing in, barehanded, fired to first. Oh, that took the helmet off of Junior, who is called safe at first base. Severino having to go over to pick up that helmet. Time is called by the Colonels as the athletic trainer for the Dayton Dragons, Wade Hebrink, will pop out of the dugout to go check on Jake Gozo. Junior's all right. Might have hit him in the back instead of the helmet. The helmet might have just, you know, came flying off as he moved his hands up to protect himself. Sure, that'll be an RBI single for Junior Severino to plate Aaron Sabato from third. Fifth hit today for the Colonels. Hebrink checking on Gozo out there in the mound. 10-4. Dayton up by six. A pretty good shot back up the middle by Junior. Anytime a pitcher wears one, it's never fun. It's never comfortable. Pat Winkle will dig in 0 for 2. A walk, a ground out, and a strikeout today for Pat Winkle. Gozo stays in. We're all set and ready to go. Severino off of first base for Cedar Rapids. One down here in the eighth. 10-4 Dayton. The first offering to Winkle misses downstairs. 1-0 on Pat Winkle. Double plays have come often today. Four of them total today. Winkle lays off a changeup outer half at 81. Now 2-0 from the right-hander Gozo. Wave and a miss. Another good changeup from Gozo as the count runs to 2 balls and a strike. Kind of a cut change that time, not quite as much sink to it. Severino off of first, not being held on now. And now Pat Winkle tags the ball out towards deep right field. Serta at the wall, and that's over his head. It'll take one hop off the base of the wall. Junior headed for third. Winkle is in, standing up with a double. One out double for the Colonels, Pat Winkle. And Cedar Rapids continues to threaten here in the eighth. Already one run in the inning. Winkle clobbering that inner half changeup out towards deep right field. For Pat, that is his third double of the season. Dylan Noisy will bat now with two men out there and one down. Dylan already with a multi-hit game. His fifth of the season. He's 2-for-3, yet to have a three-hit game this year. Gozo rocks and goes. Noisy looks at a strike in the outside corner. To that same point, Noisy looking for his first professional three-hit game. Braxton Roxby starts to move around in the Dayton pen. 0-1, Noisy goes fishing for a changeup down and away, now 0-2. Two singles up the middle for Dylan Noisy today. Called out on strikes in his last AB, down 0-2 here on Gozo with one down in the eighth. Grounded towards the right side off of a lunging play there by Ibarra. He'll flip to Gozo. Noisy lunging for the bag, but he's out by a step. 3-1 on that ground out. Severino does score, so Noisy picks up his 10th RBI. It's 10-5. Dayton leading by 5 now. Winkle to third. Now Will Holland will bat for Cedar Rapids, 0-3. Flown out, tapped into a fielder's choice, and struck out today. Tyler Palm throwing down in the Colonel's pen. Likely get the ninth. Roxby, I'm sure, would be the man to get the ball in the ninth inning, should he not come in here in the eighth. Strike one on the outside corner to Holland. Elsewhere in the Midwest League here tonight, Wisconsin fell to Great Lakes, 13-4. No balls, one strike, breaking ball over there for Gozo. Slider at 83. So with that loss, the Colonel's magic number now goes down to 3. 0-1, pardon, 0-2, Gozo here to Holland. Filleted foul. Fort Wayne defeated Lansing 9-4. Final in 10, Beloit 3, Lake County 1. Peoria up 12-9 on West Michigan. That's in the 8th. 0-2 to Holland downstairs, wasting a fastball at 96. 1-2 from Gozo to Holland. Kenny Taylor on deck for Cedar Rapids. 1-2 on the way. Chopped foul. Count remains at 1-2. Fun one tonight here in Cedar Rapids. Plenty of offense. The Colonels fighting here late. Couple of runs in the eighth to make it a 5-run game. 1-2. Holland takes a fastball just off the plate now, 2-2. Good AB here for Will. This will be the 7th pitch of the plate appearance. Dayton jumped on the Colonels early, 5 runs through the first 2 innings. 2-2. Holland fouls it straight back. That keeps the count even here at 2-2. Holland, the 5'10", 181-pound, a right-handed hitter. He'll dig back into the batter's box. 2 balls and 2 strikes from Gozo. Gozo at the ready. Here he goes. And now Holland sends a ball high into the air, left field. In comes Reese Hines. He misjudged it. Torres goes back, and it's off his glove. It lands, and Holland is safe at first with a dive at second. Quick snap throw there by Hines. Reese Hines misjudged that baseball out and left. Torres ended up having to try and make a play on it. It reached up, it deflected off his glove, and Holland found himself safe at second base. Torres moved back, he had the call, he reached up and off his glove. Might be an error, and regardless, it'll be the final batter that Gozo faces as here comes Juan Samuel. Into the bullpen they go. Roxby will enter here for the Dayton Dragons. We'll be back in just a bit. 2 down in the eighth. It's 10-6. Dayton's lead cut down to 4.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Kernels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Kernels all year long by following the Kernels socials. Catch up with the Kernels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Kernels.
Hey fans, this is outfielder Kenny Taylor, and you are listening to the Kernels Baseball Network.
Kenny Taylor will step in here for the Cedar Rapids Kernels against the new right-hander for the Dayton Dragons, being the right-hander Braxton Roxby. Cedar Rapids down by four, a three spot of their own here in the eighth, making this game 10-6. Dayton Roxby from the stretch, on in relief of Gozo, his first offering. It's a big sweepy slider there on the knees for strike one. Roxby, the right-hander out of the Dayton pen. Peering on in on the Colonel's right-handed bat, Kenny Taylor. Four appearances this season for Roxby, a 6.75 ERA. 0-1, check swing, yes he did, says the home plate umpire. The count runs to 0-2. Roxby, four innings this year, seven Ks, no walks, three runs, all of them earned on five hits. Oh, and two. Roxby peers on in. At the ready, here he comes. Wave and a miss. Taylor strikes out swinging, but the Colonels get three in the inning with some help from the Dayton defense. We move along to the ninth. It is 10-6. The Dragons up by four. De La Cruz, Ibarra, and Serta when we come back. Tyler Palm coming in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels to pitch in the ninth when we return.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Palm and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Tyler Palm will take over here for Cedar Rapids in the top half of the ninth inning. Tyler Palm, the Colonel's right-hander, yesterday came in and faced just one hitter. He threw two pitches in the ninth inning and induced a line drive double play. Tyler Palm will toe up the rubber for Cedar Rapids, facing Ellie De La Cruz, Ruben Ibarra, and Alan Serta. De La Cruz today, 2-for-3, a single, a walk, a double, and a ground out. De La Cruz, a very good series for Dayton. He is 6-for-10 through the first three games of the set with four runs scored and three RBI. He fouls the first pitch away. 0-1. Here from Tyler Palm. Palm on the year for Cedar Rapids with an ERA of 5.50. Ball one high and outside on De La Cruz. Appearances for Tyler Palm. Two holds, 14 strikeouts. Ball two high and outside from Palm there to De La Cruz. 94 on that fastball from Palm. It's the first time this season a Colonels pitcher has pitched back-to-back, although it does make sense. Palm throwing just two pitches yesterday. Strike two on the edge at 93. Italy De La Cruz steps back in. Palm struggling a little bit over his last five. 2-2, way down and in on the changeup there at 87. Right-hander had a good stretch near the middle of May. Five straight scoreless outings. He hit 95 for the first time this season against Peoria back on May 10th. Payoff pitch, Palm here to De La Cruz, and time is called. Prior to this 3-2, a dangerous part of the order for Palm to navigate through. Colonels just scored three in the eighth inning. They're down four, and they'd like to keep it a four-run game. Payoff pitch, bounced up the middle. Here comes Holland. He'll glove on the run. He throws Will Holland with a great play. A nifty play there at short by Will Holland. For out number one here in the ninth, and that will bring up Ruben Ibarra. 6-3 on that ground out for those of you scoring at home. Ibarra today is 1-for-4, a single. Ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Palm at the ready, glove at the belt, he'll kick and go. Just misses low at 86 on a slider. 1-0 from Palm to Ibarra. Tyler kicks and deals. Wave and a miss, now 1-1. Tomorrow night, the Colonels and the Dragons will square off in game four of the series at 6:35 p.m. Sharp grounder right side. That's through for a base hit. Junior moving to his left, and then Fedko has to go right underneath his glove. Backed up by Noisy, though, so no further advance by Ibarra. Single for Ruben. He's now an owner of a two-hit night, 2-for-5. The run scored today for the Dragons. Alan Serna will bat 2-for-3, couple of home runs. Serna with a three-run home run. Back in the first inning, part of that four-run frame, he then added a two-run shot in the fifth. Palm rocks and deals. Good slider there for strike one on the inside half. 85 on that Palm slide piece. Tyler Palm gives Winkle a shake. Now he's ready on the 0-1. Big cut and a miss, quickly 0-2. Slider's looking good here for Palm, 85. On that one, good bite, good downward action as well. Palm all of 6'9", 226 pounds. 0-2, Palm to Serta. Bounce towards the left side. Christian will glove. He'll go to first, and he gets the out. 5-3 on that ground out for out number two, is advancing to second on the play is Ruben Ibarra. Jose Torres will bat now for Dayton, 1-for-2. He's been on base three times. Two walks and a base hit for Torres. Coming in today, the Colonels bullpen had allowed the fewest home runs in the Midwest League with 16. Today, the pen has allowed two long balls. Strike one at the knees on Torres. Cedar Rapids bullpen entered play with the best bullpen ERA in all of high A. They've allowed six earned here tonight. No balls and a strike. Way high and outside. 1-1 on Torres. 94 on that Palm fastball. One ball and one strike. Tyler Palm kicks and goes. This ball lined foul. Count runs to 1-2, 87 on that Palm slider. Tyler, one strike away from sending us to the ninth. Still a four-run game. Top of the order due up for Cedar Rapids against Roxby. The 1-2. Flip down the right field line. That'll get out of play. One ball, two strikes. Tyler Palm taking a deep breath. He's ready here on the 1-2. Runs inside, nearly hits Torres at 93. Count runs even at 2-2. Palm this season has earned a couple of holds. Misses wide on a slider at 87, now 3-2. Credit this Colonel's bullpen, though. If you get through this game using just four relievers after your starter goes one, I think you're pretty pleased with that outcome. Payoff pitch. Sit down. He got him on the slider at 87. Tyler Palm with a strikeout to end at the top half of nine. Last ups coming up for the Colonels. They have a four-run deficit to scratch. It'll be Fedco, Encarnacion, Strand, and Sabato when we return. 10-6 Dayton, home half of nine.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Kyler Fedco, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of nine here on the Colonels Baseball Network. The Dayton Dragons lead the Cedar Rapids Colonels 10-6. Kyler Fedco will lead things off. The top of the order due up for Cedar Rapids. Dayton leading by four. Braxton Roxby on the mound, trying to finish things off for the Dayton Dragons here tonight. The first offering on the way here to Kyler Fedco. It's a slider that misses inside for ball one. 86 on that slide piece from the right-hander Roxby. Six runs on six hits tonight for the Colonels. They just planted three in the eighth. 1-0. Off the plate now, 2-0 from Roxby. Fedco 0-for-4 in the leadoff spot today. Three ground outs and a flyout. Two balls and no strikes here from the right-hander Roxby. Kyler lays off the slider. Now it's 3-0. Encarnacion Strand awaits on deck for the Colonels. The 3-0 here from Braxton Roxby. Called strike one at the knees. Good slider there. Fedco kind of picking up the feet, trying to draw a ball call. Pitch about knee high on Kyler. 3-1 here from Roxby. Down and outside, ball four. A leadoff walk for Cedar Rapids' leadoff man. In the home half of the ninth inning, put a man on for Christian Encarnacion Strand. 1-for-4 today. Two flyouts, a double, and a ground out. Good to have Fedco on base here to open up the ninth inning. The Colonels are looking for a big rally here in the ninth, thanks to a Wisconsin loss to the Great Lakes Loons, 13-4. The Colonels' magic number is now 3. Encarnacion Strain digs in against Roxby. First pitch ripped down the left field line. That's a base hit. It'll roll towards the corner, deflecting off the tarp. Fedko held it third, his helmet skipping towards left as Christian Encarnacion Strand is in standing with his second double of the night. That is how you start off a ninth inning here for Cedar Rapids. Encarnacion Strand with a bullet down that third base line. Diving effort by J.V. Martinez. It deflected off the bottom of that tarp. Fedko ending up at third. Encarnacion Strand with his second double of the day. And now Aaron Sabato will dig in. For Christian, it's his 17th double of 2022. Roxby at the ready here on Sabato. Strike one at the knees. Slider at 87 from the right hander. Oh, and one here on Sabato. Drew a walk in his last time at the plate. Extended his on-base streak to six games. Oh, one cut on through. Another slider at 83, now 0-2. Fedko at third. Encarnacion Strand at second. No balls, two strikes. Roxby here on Sabato. Down and outside, no bite on the slider, now 1-2. Seth Gray awaits on deck. Right on, right matchup here from Roxby. Sabato angling the bat out towards center. And the 1-2 on the way. Ball two downstairs on Sabato. Fedko off of third, Encarnacion Strand at second. Right-hander Roxby peering on in. Time called as Sabato will step out of the box. Roxby steps off the rubber. Encarnacion Strand, that double, putting some pressure on Roxby and Dayton. The 2-2. Half swing, yes he did, says the home plate umpire. Sabato, I'm sure, not too happy. Is he'll head back to the dugout, and that will bring up Seth Gray. Gray, 1-for-2, a two-run home run, a walk, and he's also been hit by a pitch today. Gray digs on in, two men out there. The tying run still in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. That, at the moment, is Junior Severino. Gray takes ball one inside, a slider at 87. Could not catch that inner half. Roxby. Looking into Nelson. 1-0 coming here on Seth Gray. Called strike one. Better slider that time. Feeding Gray sliders here. In this AB, two of them. To a good left-handed power bat here in the heart of the Colonel's order. One ball, one strike. A shattered bat back over the mound. Roxby has to dodge the barrel. It's gloved by the second baseman, Willems. And he'll throw over to first. Pardon, that was Torres coming over from short to make the play. Everybody's attention on that bat that went fluttering over the head of Braxton Roxby. Gray brings home Fedko. Kyler scores on that ground out, but the Colonels are now down to their final out. Encarnacion Strand going to third base on the play. And Junior Severino will bat here for Cedar Rapids. Severino 1-for-4. Ground out, two flyouts and a single. Junior dings on in to face Braxton Roxby. Encarnacion Strand off of third. Roxby here at the ready. He'll kick and go. Junior looks at ball one down and in. One run in here in the ninth inning for Cedar Rapids. 1-0 from Roxby. Taken for ball two downstairs at 94. Tying run is in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. Pat Winkle stands in that on-deck circle. 2-0 here to Junior. The open stance for the left-handed hitter. Takes ball three outside at 81. Good discipline here from Junior. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Encarnacion strained on third. Here comes the 3-0 from Braxton Roxby. Called strike one on the inside corner. If the Colonels could come back and win this one, their magic number would be reduced to 3. Dayton, with a win tonight, would reduce theirs to 4. 3-1. Roxby here to Severino. Strike two on the outside edge. Count runs full. Winkle in the on-deck circle. A 3-2-strike offering on the way. Two down in the ninth. The Colonels are down to their final strike. Payoff pitch here from Braxton Roxby. Misses down and in. 4-4. That will bring the tying run to the plate here for Cedar Rapids. That being Pat Winkle. Junior Severino draws the walk, and here comes Brian Garman. The Dragons pitching coach will come out to go chat with Braxton Roxby. Right-hander begins to warm down in the bullpen for the Dayton Dragons. A big walk drawn there by Junior to keep this game alive. Alaric Soleri will take off his jacket down in the Colonel's dugout. He might throw on a helmet here. I don't know if you'd run Soleri for Severino. Junior's run matters because he would need to score to put the tying run into effect. Maybe they have Soleri getting ready to potentially pinch hit. Joe McCarthy will break up that meeting on the mound. Players lingering around Roxby as Garman had already headed back towards his dugout. Pat Winkle steps in here for Cedar Rapids. Two down in the ninth inning. 10-7, Dayton leads Cedar Rapids. Winkle with a big open stance. He's doubled tonight, homered yesterday. First pitch is a strike on the inner reaches of that strike zone. 87 on that slide piece from the right-hander Roxby. 0-1. Here to Pat Winkle. Winkle sends a ball out towards left center field. Justice Thompson has a read into the alley, and he'll make the catch. That will do it. Cedar Rapids falls here tonight at the hands of the Dayton Dragons. 10-7, your final. For Dayton, 10 runs on 14 hits, 1 error, and 5 left on. Cedar Rapids, 7 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and they left on 8. Colonels scratch and claw, but they can't cut their deficit to a tie, as instead Dayton takes care of business. The Dayton bullpen holding on late to finish things out 10-7 here over Cedar Rapids. The winning pitcher here tonight for Dayton is their starter. The right-hander Connor Phillips going 6 strong. Brent Hendrick takes the loss for Cedar Rapids. We'll be back in a bit with your Colonels post-game wrap. Cedar Rapids falling 10-7 here in Game 3 of the series to Dayton. Two great offenses showing their might. The Colonels falling just shy here this evening.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's a good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. To a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
The party at the park never stops in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels offer a wide range of ticket options, including single game, 10-game coupon tickets, and a variety of season ticket packages. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7960 to secure your seat at the next Colonels home game.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels scratched, clawed, they fought as long as they could here this evening, but their bats just couldn't find a way to draw this game even. Instead, they fall 10-7 to the Dayton Dragons here in Game 3 of the series. For Dayton, 10 runs on 14 hits, 1 error, and 5 men left on. Cedar Rapids with 7 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and they left on 8 here tonight. A look at your scoring summary. Dayton got 4 in the first, a 3-run home run by Alan Serta, sparking that scoring outburst. One more came in the second, but then Cedar Rapids responded in the second inning. Seth Gray reached on a leadoff walk, later scoring on a Dylan Noisy RBI single. Colonels would add 2 more in the third, Seth Gray going opposite field with a 2-run home run. Dayton got those 2 runs back in the fifth, then plated 3 in the eighth inning. Cedar Rapids wouldn't go down without a fight in that eighth inning as Sabato drew a walk. Then Severino, a couple of hitters later, singled home Sabato. Pat Winkle doubled. Dylan Noisy with an RBI ground out to plate Junior Severino. Then Winkle scored as Will Holland reached on an error by the shortstop Torres, trying to flag down a fly ball out towards left. The Colonels added one more in the ninth as they worked to come back here against Dayton. Kyler Fenko leading off with a walk, later scoring courtesy of a Seth Gray RBI groundout. But that one run was all the Colonels would get in the ninth, leaving them falling 10-7 here to the Dayton Dragons. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 329 runs, and that means CarePro Health Services has donated 329 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. Look at the box score here tonight for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. A big night from Seth Gray. He goes 1-for-3, couple of runs scored, a home run, and 3 RBI. He also drew a walk here tonight. Multi-hit games for Christian Encarnacion Strand, who had 2 doubles and a run scored, as well as Dylan Noisy, who goes 2-for-4 here today with a pair of RBI. Junior Severino had a base hit, as did Pat Winkle, as the Colonels finished with 7 knocks here today. For the Dayton Dragons, a really, really nice day at the plate for Matt Nelson. 3-for-4, a double, and an RBI. He also scored a run. Alan Serta drove in 5, going 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, a couple of runs scored. Ruben Ibarra and Ellie De La Cruz each had 2 hits. The entire starting lineup for Dayton here this evening had at least 1 base hit. The pitching on the Dayton side of things, Connor Phillips threw very well. 6 innings of work, 6 strikeouts, 3 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks. He picks up the win, improving to 4-2 here on the season with those 6 strong innings of work. Brent Hendricks struggled today for Cedar Rapids. 5 hits in the first inning, 4 runs, 1 walk, 1 home run. He went just the 1 inning today, exiting after 1. That's the shortest start of the year for Cedar Rapids. Hendricks falls to 6-2 with the loss. That's the first loss in the last 7 starts that Hendricks has made for Cedar Rapids. Hendricks falling to 6-2 on the season. Phillips improving to 4-2. The Colonels fall to 38-22. Dayton improves to 38-21. Cedar Rapids' magic number did get reduced today, that being to 3, as Wisconsin fell to Great Lakes, 13-4. Dayton's magic number is now 4 for them to clinch a first-half championship. Fort Wayne defeated Lansing 9-4, Beloit 3-1 over Lake County in 10 innings, Quad Cities 8, South Bend 3, and Peoria defeated West Michigan 13-9. We'll be back at it tomorrow with a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. The Colonels leadoff show right around 6:20, as Aaron Rozak gets the ball against Joe Boyle. Boyle, who was scratched from his start back on Tuesday, is good to go tomorrow. So he'll face Aaron Rozak in a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. It will be a 2-for-1 Friday here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, so be sure to swing by, get a pretty good pitching matchup, and a very important fourth game of this six-game set. The Colonels have a chance to lower their magic number down to 1 tomorrow with a win and a Wisconsin loss. That'll be it for us here today. Cedar Rapids falls 10-7 to Dayton here in CR. And from Perfect Game Field here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow night.